Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
United Airlines has a pilot shortage following its shop mandate. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Well, you know, Matt, we heard about especially over the Christmas holidays and continuing all the flight cancellations that have been happening. And you must think this probably has something to do with it as well.
Well, you know, some people, obviously you have the Omicron, which has become very contagious. However, let's take a look and back up a little bit. United Airlines was the first airline to impose these shop mandates, not only on pilots, but on all of its employees. And they did that prior to September 9, prior to Joe Biden's mandate on federal civilian contractors.
Yeah, in fact, we sent a demand letter to United on behalf of the airline employees because they were mandating that their employees receive the shot by September 27th.
That's right. And so,
or be fired.
Yeah, and they did that on their own. And so we got calls and we got lots and lots of people from United contacting us. And many of these were pilots as well, other people in various areas of the industry. And they didn't want to get the COVID shots. But United was saying, you better get it or you'll be terminated, no exceptions.
But then they had in a recent Senate hearing, the CEO said, you know, we've had almost 100 airplanes effectively grounded right now, regional aircrafts, because there's not enough pilots to fly them, which means we just can't at the moment fly to all the small communities. However, on the other hand, he also defended the decision to mandate the shots and said that they have stated that about 200 employees have been fired, including 6 pilots and 80 on unpaid leave.
Right. So what they've actually done even before that testimony is right after they imposed this mandate, United, as well as Southwest, shortly after they imposed a mandate, ended up having cancellations of a lot of flights. This was prior to the Omicron outbreak. This was in the earlier fall after they imposed this mandate. So it's not just the Omicron. It's what these airlines have done. Both of them within a week of having some of these mandates come about, United and then later Southwest, had cancellations of 1,000 plus or so flights. Originally, for example, Southwest blamed it on weather. Then they had to retract that and said, well, it's actually a staffing shortage.
But they don't really want to come out and say what the
United,
real reason is.
Yeah, and they ended up having to say it was staffing shortages. United came out and said, yeah, it was because of staffing shortages. Why was it because of staffing shortages? Mm-hmm. Because the staff were staying home and they were protesting United. So they had to shut down. Then United was boasting, well, they've got so many high percent of people that already have the shot, and they continue to push forward. Now they've got people that are on leave. They've got pilots that are on leave. 6 pilots have been fired. I think it's probably more than that now, and 80 on unpaid leave. Now, that's 80 pilots, which means that's 80 different connections,
right?
80 different aircraft.
Plus, you had more than 2,000 of the employees filed a lawsuit against them for religious and medical discrimination over the shot mandate. Because United was illegally told its employees to obtain a religious exemption, they must have a recognized religion with a history of opposition to vaccines.
Yeah,
that's
which is
ludicrous.
Which is unlawful.
Yeah.
You don't have to be a part of some particular religion that has a specific doctrine against vaccines.
Right.
The real issue constitutionally and legally is whether you have a position regarding vaccines, your
right.
personal view.
So they sued the company.
Yeah. So this particular United, now they're saying, well, they've had to cancel a lot more flights. Well, they probably would have had to cancel a lot less had they not forced their employees. And it's not just pilots, by the way, because they have to be fully staffed all around. It's not just if they don't have a pilot to show up, it's if they don't have enough crew to show up. Stewards, for example, attendants, flight attendants on the aircraft, or beyond that, they have to have people at the gate. ticket counters where you're checking in at the airport. At the check-in counter, you have to have people that are rampers and baggage handlers and other people that are working the ramps. If those people are, if you lose people in any of those areas, you can't have the flight. And what United is doing is forcing these people out by these unlawful mandates. It's unconscionable. And these mandates, I think, are not working. Obviously, let's just look at this. United boasts on how much high percentage. I forgot what it is now, but it's in the high 90s. They say upwards of, you know, high 90% of people that work for United, it's 30,000 or so, 13,000 or so employees have received the shot. Okay, so let's assume that that's accurate. So why do they have a staffing problem? Because wouldn't the shot protect them, supposedly? Wouldn't it protect you from getting COVID? Obviously, it's not protecting you from getting COVID.
And let's go back even further. Look at an airplane. Look at the filtration system they have on an airplane. I mean, if you're going to be safe health-wise, you think, yeah, I'm in a tube with all these people. But the filtration system is actually a very safe place to be.
Yeah, the filtration systems since COVID have been upgraded in all these aircraft. So it's a much better filtration system than have been in these aircraft pre-COVID. Now, one of our staff here at Liberty Council has a friend that knows an airline pilot. That airline pilot actually had a stroke while flying after getting the COVID shots. Now, there are some lawsuits against the FAA right now by individuals arguing that these airlines are violating policy by having these pilots get these COVID shots and then fly. Because what happens is we already know that the COVID shots have a high risk of myocarditis, pericarditis, and also blood clots.
They cause inflammation,
strokes, heart attacks, and so forth like that. And when you're flying, that increases your blood clot risk, especially when you're at a higher altitude and the pressure is different, and then you're not moving for periods of time. Right. You have a higher risk, particularly on international flights, a higher risk of blood clots. That's why you need to move around or have compression socks. So flying alone increases that risk. Now you add to that pilots or other flight attendants that are in the air constantly, and they get these COVID shots, and what happens? It increases their risk for these blood clots and other kinds of heart conditions and adverse reactions, and we're seeing that happen with pilots. The last place you want to have a pilot is in the aircraft after having one of these COVID shots, because it's not only that person's life at risk, but it really puts the passengers at risk as well.
And that's a point. You know, do you really care about safety, or are you just trying to push this agenda on your employees? But you're also going to look at the safety of the passengers.
Well, it makes you really question the leadership of both Southwest as well as United and any of these other airlines like Alaska that are mandating these COVID shots, because what you have here is something that is abusive. It's insensitive to these employees. It's frankly dangerous, not only to the employees, but it's dangerous to the passengers. In fact, in our communication with people in the airline industry, they're telling us that the flight safety incidents are on an increase because what happens is when you get distracted, you have an increase in flight safety incidents. Last thing you want are people distracted. So much so, this is true, that United and Southwest issued a report, a statement to their employees to stop talking about the COVID shots because it's causing an increase in the flight safety incidents. And so you have people, for example, maybe a pilot in the cockpit, one who gets the shot, one who doesn't get the shot, they start talking about it. Obviously, their careers are on the line. Last thing you want them to be thinking about is, are they going to be terminated? Are their careers on the line? How are they going to feed their family? You want them focused on all the different instruments, all the different aspects of the aircraft, all the different things on the ground that need to be done perfectly to protect the safety of the passengers.
Right, absolutely.
Well, for more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/vaccine. We have a comprehensive page there with regards to these COVID shots, including treatment and much, much more. You can also go to lc.org/exempt if you know of somebody who's facing these unlawful mandates. lc.org/exempt.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776.